So you can see that May offers less of a theory than insights into some common experiences such as anxiety, guilt, love, and freedom. His insights are all drawn from an existential perspective, which at the time was not really a thing, at least not in American psychology. Fromm's theorizing comes the closest. It's notable that the absence of an overarching theory is right in line with existentialism itself. His approach to therapy is similar. It doesn't advocate one specific technique, but the aim is for the therapist to see the world through the eyes of the client and to help them experience their existence. I stumbled on this great lecture, Rollo May in 10 Minutes, that talks about May's approach to psychotherapy and also offers a social commentary using May's insights. I love it. In concluding our lecture on Rollo May, I want to come back to the question of why Philip? That is, why does the coverage of May include all the details about this man named Philip? The reason why is because for Rollo May, in adopting a phenomenological approach, the most important insights are obtained not from an abstract theory, but through the experiences of a real living person.